Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. And it's Wednesday on the show. You know what that means? My God. What a life I live. What a job I've got. Did you guys hear last night's Brian and Vinny show? Brother, that was an all-timer. And we get to follow that up with this show here today. What a time to be alive. First off, we're going to have two co-hosts today. Mike Sempervivi and Filthy Tom are going to join us. And then in the final segment of the show, Michael Oku returns to the show. Who, well, we got a lot to talk about. I'll get into that when we get into it. But first off, we will be talking today about Hulk Hogan and Eric Bischoff and their new wrestling venture. That's right. That's right. They're going into the wrestling game. Hulk Hogan and Eric Bischoff in 2025. Now, I said, well, I don't think this is going to happen. Where would they get talent, I said? Maybe they're going to be doing a podcast or something. No. They are breaking into the world of wrestling. Now, exactly what kind of wrestling? Well, we'll talk about that after the break. But a lot to get into today. Last night was NXT. Tonight is Dynamite. You can text us. I don't know if we'll have time, but entertain me. 425-780-7566. F4WOnline at gmail.com. F4WOnline Threads, Instagram, and Cameo. $10 cameos, everybody, at 4W Online. At Brian Alvarez on X and Blue Sky. Back in a moment, Wrestling Observer Live.
You know what's better than a limited time deal? An unlimited time deal. That's why the Wendy's $5 Biggie Bag with a Junior Bacon Cheeseburger, 4-piece nugs, Junior Hot and Crispy Fries, and small soft drink is available all the time. Because the best time for fresh, never frozen beef and Applewood smoked bacon is all the time. Duh. I feel like I'm repeating myself a lot. For the best deal of all time, gotta be Wendy's.
Unlimited time does not mean forever. U.S. price and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Alaska, Hawaii, and California via third-party delivery. Fresh beef available in the contiguous U.S., Alaska, and Canada.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling. Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Are you a fan of paranormal radio? Bigfoot, UFOs, ghosts, hauntings, cryptids, true crime? After Dark Radio with Brian Alvarez airs live on Sports Byline every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern, talking all manner of the strange and unusual. From the latest news of the weird to interviews with the top names in the field, After Dark is your source for paranormal radio. Check it out, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, every Wednesday, live on Sports Byline USA.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Filthy Tom and Mike Sempervivi joining us. Before we get to the fun here, I want to mention, and this will also be fun, at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern today, it is After Dark Radio live here on Sports Byline USA. That sexy man in the previous commercial just told you all about it. And we got a big show today. It'll be no guest, but I got a lot of emails that you guys have been sending about weird things that have happened in your hometown. And we're going to expand it today. I want to know if you've ever had a precognitive experience.
Excuse me?
You guys know what that means?
No.
Well, you have a dream of something and it happens.
Oh.
Yes. I'm not talking something stupid either. I want good ones. I know some of you have had this. Doesn't have to be a dream either. You know, you have a feeling like, oh my God, if I go into this store, like, there's going to be a robbery taking place. And then you go in and it's actually happening. I want to know if you've ever had that experience. Send the emails to me, Brian at afterdarkradioshow.com. Let me repeat that email. Don't send it to the normal one. Brian at afterdarkradioshow.com. Or your stories of weird things that happened in your hometown or strange stories your grandparents told you. We got a lot of time for stories today on this show. But that's 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, Sports Byline USA, YouTube, Twitch, however you're listening to this now, you can listen to that show later.
Hey, but, Filthy, do you have The Shining?
Listen, enough of the rigmarole. We know what we all really want to talk about.
Mm.
This is one of those things that we're all here to talk about it, but really all I have to do is read the story and like...
There's nothing anybody will call into After Dark. There will be no email. There will be no story. There will be no development. That is more bizarre than story that you opened up this show with.
I do have to go through those After Dark emails and find out if there is anything weirder than what I'm about to read. Hulk Hogan. It's already funny. Actually, it gets funnier. Hulk Hogan and Eric Bischoff. Anyway, they are entering the world of professional freestyle wrestling. Hulk Hogan and Eric Bischoff are entering the world of professional freestyle wrestling.
Noted amateurs.
They announced Real American Freestyle Wrestling, a professional freestyle wrestling league set to launch this summer.
It's the worst acronym I've ever heard.
They also revealed world-renowned wrestling coach Izzy Martinez as that mystery third man they were teasing. You guys won't believe when you hear who the third man is. Everyone's like, is it Vince McMahon? Is it? No, it is Izzy Martinez, world-renowned wrestling coach. God bless Izzy Martinez. I got nothing against the guy, but they literally could announce my name, and it probably would have been arguably a bigger deal than Izzy Martinez as the mystery third man. They will have 8 men's weight classes, 4 women's weight classes. First event, August 30th in Cleveland. Now, some of you may be asking, what is freestyle wrestling? Oh, you didn't know? Well, that's real wrestling. That's amateur wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
Not mixed martial arts. There's no punching. There's no kicking. There's not even submissions. It's amateur wrestling. The inspiration for the league came from watching Wyatt Hendrickson defeat Gable Steveson to win the NCAA National Heavyweight title in March and then celebrate with the U.S. president, who doesn't mention his name here. When I saw that happen, said Hulk Hogan.
Brian, really?
When I saw that happen.
Brian, when I saw that happen, brother, and I saw our president.
You don't even have to say that later. You don't have to say that, Tom, because he says brother later. It's a quote. When I saw that happen and I saw our president hug him, I went, okay, we're on point. We're ready to go, and instincts have prevailed, and I smell victory. I think we're right on track, brother.
I smell a grift.
The Associated Press added the word brother at the end of that sentence.
Well, no, now, they didn't. He did.
Neither Steveson nor Hendrickson. Well, you didn't have to add that. You're doing a quote, dude. You could have done the quote without adding brother at the end, but they didn't. Neither Steveson nor Hendrickson are currently signed to the new league, although Hogan teased a possible rematch between the two as something. So, does anyone care about that rematch? I mean that with all due respect.
Yeah.
Does anyone care about that rematch?
Not in that realm, I don't.
God. And then Hogan says, you ready for this? He says, these kids are young. They're smart. They're watching TV. They know about branding. They know what sells. They've all got that little Conor McGregor swag.
Oh, my
God. Said Hulk Hogan.
Yeah, well.
He said Eric jumped in with both feet. He's doing a lot to guide this ship right now, brother. He's setting so much stuff up production-wise, just moving us forward light years ahead of where we could have been on our own.
These amateurs are going to have to get used to a new type of riding time, which is Hulk and Eric screwing them over, and however this whole thing ends up working itself out, which won't end up being very good.
I think Eric described it best, Hulk Hogan said, when he said, if you think of The Voice.
What?
You do the backstories first, so the people care about the athletes, and you see where they started, the injuries, what type of family background they have. And in the history package, I think that kind of sets people up to care for the athletes, like Eric said. Eric reinventing the frickin' wheel right here. I never thought of doing something like that. That's where we're going to begin, with the people warming up and getting to know the athletes. And then it's up to the athletes to perform. Eric, did you come up with that on your own? You're going to tell people about the athletes and do a history package, and then they'll wrestle each other? Huh. Could never have thought of that.
He didn't come up with that on his own. They took it from The Voice.
Oh, they got it from The Voice.
The Voice, yeah.
I see. Actually, you're right. They got it from The Voice.
Yeah.
Golly. Well, you have to learn from everything, right? Tom, Mike, I got an idea. Why don't we start a business together? Let's find something that's already been done that failed spectacularly, but we'll try and do it again. Real pro wrestling. That's what this is, real pro wrestling. Do you think they're aware that someone tried this before and it spectacularly failed? Tom, the floor is yours.
What would you like me to say, brother?
I don't know. You were
that
giddy.
Hasn't been
you were
said
giddy.
Already.
The first 7 texts or whatever I got this morning were all from you, giddy. Izzy Martinez?
Almost died.
Izzy Martinez as the third man?
The third man.
I cannot believe it. In a million years.
He's the Hulk Hogan of this NWO. Right? Because Hogan was a third man.
I'd love to know who they talked to about this, if he was the first choice. Do we go to Tom Brands? Do we go to Dan Gable? Do we go to Cale Steve? No, let's go to Izzy and see.
Hold on. There's also that has just popped up recently is the Claw Wrestling League, which is set to debut with professional teams backed by Billy Baldwin.
Billy Baldwin is involved in that.
So not only do we have the real American freestyle wrestling popping up, but we also have Claw, which has already been established. They actually just held the U.S. Open here. So real American freestyle wrestling is the upstart company in the world of wrestling. They're already swimming upstream. Although, hey, they said they got Ben Askren on board.
Do you guys have any investment
money? Who hasn't wrestled in 10 years?
I was thinking about starting a third-tier football league. I want to do a professional football league, but only with high school players. I don't want to, and they just have got to have just started. What do you think?
Those are Catholic school leagues.
If you can get baby Gronk, we might have something going here.
Lance here says Mabel would have been a better third man. He's not wrong.
In his current state?
God.
I knew this was going to happen, and I love amateur wrestling. Absolutely adore it.
Hold on, you knew this was going to happen?
What I knew was grifts were coming with everybody, and oh my God, and Trump at the NCAA final and all that. Now, forget about the fact the NCAA final sells out every year. It's a gigantic event. It's a wonderful event every single year. But you knew as soon as he was there, somebody was going to try to take something and grift away with it, and they have.
Stand by, Observer Live.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers, and we have the inside track. Call now, and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
All aboard!
There's a new way to travel, and it's one of the oldest forms of transportation. Travel by train. Yes, consider traveling around the United States on Amtrak. Traveling by train is a lot less of a headache than taking a plane. And you'd be surprised how many places you can go on an Amtrak. And there's no passports or IDs needed. Find out how to get where you're going as soon as tomorrow by train. Call the Amtrak Travel Hotline right now. We'll book your trip and email your tickets within minutes. Skip the drive to the airport and skip the lines. Call right now to book your Amtrak reservations. We service most of the United States.
All aboard!
Do something new. Travel by Amtrak today.
800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. That's 800-262-3903.
Now you can get the incredible weight loss results that thousands of people have had with the top name brand prescription weight loss products, all in the comfort of your own home. With this free offer from New Hope Weight Loss, yes, generic versions of the popular weight loss prescription products are available now by you simply making a phone call. You'll save hundreds of dollars over traditional retail pricing. When you call right now, you'll speak with one of our virtual doctors, and they'll provide your prescription. And will send you your medication. It's that easy. And you'll be on your way to your weight loss journey in a matter of days. And when you order today, we'll waive the $100 doctor's fee. This product is not covered by your insurance. It's only $199 a month. Call right now to learn more.
800-281-8944. 800-281-8944. 800-281-8944. That's 800-281-8944.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Did they announce a TV deal for this stupid thing yet? No?
Maybe,
where is it
maybe
going
it'll
to
be a
held?
Success.
Really?
Yeah.
They got to get somebody to work to invest. Actually, yeah. I wonder who they work to invest in this anyway, because I don't believe them putting their own money into it.
Well,
oh, there was a list of investors, actually.
Let's
in
see.
In the AP article.
Probably the same bozos who fell for Real American Beer.
Let's see.
They're one of the sponsors. That's for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, that'll tell you something. Tell me when Budweiser jumps on board.
I'm trying to find a list of sponsors.
Chad Bronstein, the co-founder and president, Left Lane Capital, which has backed... Oh, great.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Back to a couple of things. Sean White's snowboarding company, amongst others. League One Volleyball. Gerard Peake's Kings League. Cassius is another sponsor.
Cassius?
Yes.
Okay. Hey, listen, more. All the best, guys. All sure. The best. I hope it works out great.
Well, I guess Ben Askren's got something to do.
He does?
Well.
I guess he will be involved. Ben Askren.
Mr. Funky.
Mr. Charisma. No offense to the guy or anything like that, but... has someone alerted them that it's a shoot?
Well, it's going to be... Lasting here says it's going to be on Spike TV.
Who's
you got to be kidding
no,
me.
No, of course not. He's joking because there is no Spike TV.
No.
Oh, that's maybe. Right. What did that become? I can't even remember now. Paramount, that's it.
I did like Sticker Reds 202 here says, do you love MMA but hate punches, kicks, and submissions? We've got you, brother! That's a good catchphrase. That's a good catchphrase. What do people love about UFC? How could we compete? Well, they allow hitting and... You know, kicking, strangling. Let's get rid of all of that. That's what Americans want to see nowadays.
Why would you not, if you're going to try to do a gimmick like this and have teams and such, make it a bunch of amateur wrestlers and college wrestlers and that sort of thing and BJJ folks? Because at least you can show people the difference. People can learn from each other on these teams. Because there's no, I mean, I'm not saying that the natural antidote for BJJ is any American wrestler, but that's as close to me as you can come to one. And the same thing goes the other way, too. If you're going to try to do something with amateur wrestling, you have to invite some sort of drama into it. And you can't do punches and kicks, but submissions, hooks, things like that. I can see that being a thing and actually can be maybe educational to get people into both sports. But what do I know?
Well, anyway, that's the story, guys. I don't know what else to add unless you want to say anything else, Tom. Is he still here?
Oh, he's just waiting for the phone call.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, are they going to call you?
It's for life, brother.
You can wrestle, right? They're going to need a commentator.
Well,
I'm sure there's plenty of people that are.
You don't think you're going to be top of the list?
I doubt it.
Do you want to scrub all references to our podcast together from the internet?
Maybe helpful.
Okay. Well, anyway, we got Dynamite tonight, everybody. And we've got Hangman Page versus Kyle Fletcher, Owen Hart Foundation Tournament semifinal match. We got Omega Speedball, Mark Briscoe and Kevin Knight versus the Bucks, Okada and Ricochet in a Survivor Series 89 flashback. We got... an AW Women's World Title Eliminator Challenge. Mayu Yamashita against Tony Storm.
Now, Mayu Yamashita, even.
Whatever. The point is, everybody was like, oh man, Brian's going to rant about this tomorrow. It's Mayu Yamashita. You can pronounce it how you want.
Okay.
I'll bet you she pronounces it the way I did. I'll bet you anything.
Kazuchika.
Yeah, exactly. He that's what he does. He says Kazuchika Okada.
I think we know now he's a troll, Brian. I don't know if
that's fine.
Him.
She might be a troll too. But the point is, everyone's like, oh, he's going to rant about this. No. Tony issued an open challenge. And she accepted. What's the problem? Now, I mean, frankly, I mean, you don't have to call it Eliminator. Because if she beats Tony Storm, she should get a title shot. Tony's the champion. I got no problem with that. Her syndicate will appear. They should have a video package on her, though.
That's true.
Thank you. Her syndicate will appear live, and MJF will appear live.
But not in the same segment? Have they decided
that? Well, they separated that into two segments, but I find it hard to believe they won't be in a segment together. I think they only had a couple of things announced, so they split one into two.
Are we going to find out? I want to see Bobby Lashley and all them pull up in MJF's rental that Bobby stole.
Maybe they
MVP
will
appear live. Bobby Lashley will appear live.
Yeah.
Shelton Benjamin will appear live.
There's a lot of people that are going to be appearing live on this program. Yeah.
Will they address their enemies?
They might. They usually do. I mean, we all do, don't we? NXT was last night. We didn't have time to do the full review because Mike Loku is coming on the show. But that's why we have a Brian and Vinny show tomorrow. But a couple of quick notes. Joe Hendry was on the show. Joe Hendry was massively over. Joe Hendry got his name chanted. The people seem to love Joe Hendry. And I don't know the exact number, but I was told that the TNA pay-per-view, it did do over 4,000 fans for their pay-per-view this past weekend. So we talked about it yesterday. There is still zero evidence whatsoever that the Randy Orton match did any sort of damage whatsoever to TNA or Joe Hendry. But he came out, and the Dark State attacked him. And so we're going to get a six-person tag next week. It is Joe Hendry, Hank, and Tank against Dark State. And it kind of is looking like maybe... Trick is the leader of Dark State. We had several segments that, quite frankly, were somewhat worrisome. I am not reporting anything. Can I make that abundantly clear? I'm not reporting anything. But they broke up Metaphor. They broke up Carmen and Ashanti. And they already killed off Luca Crucifino. And they teased a breakup of the No Quarter Catch crew. That's a lot on one show, especially right after WrestleMania, which is normally the season where people get cut. So hopefully no one loses their job, but there were several times during this show where I was like, I don't know if that's good.
Ashanti not only broke up with Carmen Petrovic, but he got laid out by her.
Yes, that is true. Yeah, it's like they just reunited Metaphor. Like, literally, Noam Dar came back after a year last week. And they were a fun group. And, like, his first week back, they broke them all up. I don't know.
They go, Oro Mentz has been killing it on Evolve. And then what was more bizarre to me, actually, was not that Metaphor broke up, but that Lash and Jakara.
Yes.
Seemed to have broken up.
Yeah.
As a team.
And granted, Lash is now, I mean, she's beyond Jakara. But like they were a fine team, and I don't know.
They see Lash, they see single star on the main roster, and with Jakara, I worry about her because is she going to float down to Evolve? Is she going to be one of the people that they push when they bring a bunch of women up to the main roster? I don't know, but one thing I know is if they announce a draft, even if they don't announce a draft, but especially if they announce a draft, be very, keep your eyes off, and for everybody out there who may be in peril, keep your phones off, because that's probably when the cuts are going to come.
Why don't we talk about our Ava moment before we have to go to break? Then if we have time, Tom, I'll get your thought here. But I have to talk about this, okay? The main event of the show, just everyone listen carefully. The main event of the show is Io and Jordynne Grace against Roxanne and Julia. Okay? Io and Jordan versus Roxanne and Julia. So they do this match. Io and Jordan win the match when Io pins Roxanne. Got it?
Got it.
Io and Jordan won the main event over Roxanne and Julia when Io pinned Roxanne. Okay? So then they go backstage, and Stephanie is meeting with Ava. And she says, "Who is my next challenger?" And Ava says, and I swear to God she said this, "Given what just happened, when Io and Jordan beat Roxanne and Julia, when Io pinned Roxanne, given what just happened, your next challenger should be Julia or Jordan Grace." I said, "What? What? Julia or Jordan Grace? What are you talking about?" She says, "They will have a number one contenders match and the winner gets you at Battleground." I'm like, they have to do it on purpose. They have to. Like, I mean, they obviously do it on purpose. What I'm saying is they have to be purposely making Ava come across as an absolute complete moron, right? Dude.
At least it's not a battle royal.
Yeah, or at least she didn't pick Roxanne.
Julia was on the losing team.
She didn't get pinned.
Io got the pin.
Process of elimination.
Io got the pin. Io got the pin in the match.
You want her to face Stephanie for her title?
Well, why not? She's on NXT right now. She just got a big win. Get out of here, Tom. You're a gimmick. Back in a moment with Michael Oku, Observer Live.
If you've got a property that you've been trying to sell and you've tried almost everything, I want to tell you about something that you haven't tried yet. You're going to think this offer is too good to be true, but it's not. Thousands of customers have sold their homes in any condition with Need to Sell My Home. This is a real opportunity from a highly rated company that buys homes all over the country. Did you know it's possible to sell your home right over the phone with no real estate commissions and no pesky open houses? Plus, every offer is a cash offer with no mortgage holdups. To find out how much you can sell your home or property for, call now. Take 5 minutes of your time and call for this 100% free quote to sell your home.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
Imagine combining the exciting investment opportunity of cryptocurrencies with the power of artificial intelligence to maximize your IRA, 401k, or other investment funds. Listen, if you're looking for ways to accelerate your retirement growth, Block Trust IRA has market-leading strategies and solutions for all levels of investors, from $1,000 to millions. And they partner with Bitcoin Magazine's number one crypto trading fund in the world to maximize your returns. Plus, their team of IRA specialists is here to help you roll over your IRA or qualified retirement account to the new world of cryptocurrency investments. So make this free call right now to set up your account and learn more.
800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who'll offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who'll sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, Make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Golly, what an amazing day. Wrestling Observer Live. It's Brian Alvarez and Filthy Tom. Mike Sempervivi has gone on his merry way, but he is being replaced today by a fine man himself. Michael Oku is joining us for the second time in, I think, 2 weeks. 3 weeks? Michael, how you doing?
I'm doing very well. There can only be one mic.
That's right.
At a time.
That's right. I forgot that rule I had here on this show. I was happy to get to meet you in person over WrestleMania weekend.
Yeah, that was very, very cool that we were able to, in some way, again, there were so many people who I was only able to see for like a split second because I was the ship passing in the night. But I believe I got to see you, got to see Vinny, while I was having probably the one full meal I had that day at a place called Send Noodles.
Yes.
Before going to the WrestleCon Super Show.
Yeah, you flew right in and went right to eat, and holy smokes, there's Michael Oku. And I got to see you, and then literally I got to hang out with everybody from the PWF, ICW, when we all wrestled together in the late 90s, early 2000s, all in this restaurant at the same time. It was wild. It was wild. So that was quite a fun time. How was your weekend?
Well, it was very eventful. I'd say it was a super, super rewarding week. I'm still battered. I'm still in pain. Small little things that, you know, from having that many wrestling matches. But considering, I guess, my goal was to make as much noise as possible, I do feel that I accomplished just that.
I got to ask this question because I went to a bunch of shows and I watched a lot of matches. And I saw a lot of people multiple times over the weekend. And, you know, one of the things that I noticed, obviously, is that I'll try and make this quick, but I thought about it all weekend. You know, in 2019, when AEW started and they had this new promotion and they had one TV show a week and no house shows, and everybody was all excited about, my God, one day a week, you know, you're not even going to wrestle every week. It's going to be so much easier on the body and, you know, so many fewer injuries and the whole shebang. But as it turns out, here we are like 6 years later and people are constantly wounded in AEW. And, you know, same thing with WWE. They have far fewer house shows. They still have all of these injuries. And, you know, what was expected to be like this wondrous thing, well, it really didn't end up being that wondrous because what happened was these guys know they only have to wrestle once or twice a month. And so they go out there and they do all this crazy stuff and they end up like injured. And meanwhile, over WrestleCon weekend or WrestleMania weekend, you know, I saw these guys doing all these matches and like every single one of them, you could tell that they knew I have four more matches. So like, I'm going to do the best I can, but I can't go out there and kill myself on this show. I've got to have another match in 3 hours. And I guess my question to you is, what are your thoughts on all of that? I mean, do you prefer something where you've got multiple matches in a short period of time? Do you work differently? Do you go out there and take far more risks when you know you don't have another match for 3 weeks or whatever? What are your thoughts on keeping safe in this business?
I think I'm the worst person to ask about keeping safe because I routinely take very silly bumps in nearly every match I have. And I think my mentality coming into that week was, I don't want it to look like I'm taking any match easy. I don't want people to think, oh, okay, well, he's clearly, we'll give him a pass because there's a couple more matches that he's got to do today. So he's not putting as much effort. For me, I think wrestling regularly definitely helps keep away the injuries. And I don't know exactly how the science of that works. I think just when you're regularly in the routine of taking the bumps and having the matches, your body gets acclimatized to it, and it's not that much of a shock. Whereas if it is, oh my gosh, I think of examples. Well, let's use the pandemic as the grandest example. The first time I got into a ring again after months and months because of the pandemic, I was in agony the next day. And I was like, oh my God, I didn't do anything crazy. I just did the normal wrestling that I've done before. So there definitely is something to your body callousing the more regular matches you have. Having said that, if I don't wrestle 4 matches in a day again, I won't be unhappy.
Well, that's a little extreme now. But so what is the worst injury you've ever had?
I've broken both my wrists. That was like a year into my career. It was one at a time. I broke one wrist. It healed after 6 weeks. Took the cast off. Broke the other one. They didn't use anesthesia to like set it back in place, which was awfully terrible because I was in Milan. The second time it happened, I was in Milan. And when I asked about where the laughing gas was, they laughed at me.
They were taking
it. Set it in place. So those are the two worst injuries I had. And then I kind of had a lingering...
Did it hurt more to reset it than to actually break it?
Oh, 100%.
Okay.
100%.
Because the only bone I ever broke was my arm when I was in 7th grade, and I didn't even know my arm was broken until my dad noticed it was, like, misshapen. But they took me to the doctor, and man, that guy breaking it back into place, that was far worse than the actual break.
It's horrible. It is horrible. When it broke, it felt like it was a pain that I wasn't expecting. It wasn't that bad. I was like, oh, maybe this is a dislocation. Didn't know you couldn't dislocate your wrists. It's broken. So, yeah, once they had to just they bring in this just a big, strong man, a big, strong nurse man. He closes the door and just uses his hands. And it's terrifying. It's a little bit demasculating, but it's also.
The door. Did he lock the door? Closed it? This sounds horrible.
I don't know if it was locked, but I mean, I don't know.
Are you sure you were at the doctor?
I was in Milan. I was in pain. I can't confirm I was in the doctor.
Okay.
To be honest with you, Brian. I can't.
Sounds terrible. So were those the two worst?
Yeah, those are the two worst, actual broken bones. And then really, I mean, honestly, again, back to the way I wrestle, nothing has been that bad. I've been fairly fortunate. It'll just be small little things like, you know, a stubbed toe or just a finger that feels like you just like small, maybe like small broken bones in your fingers. I hear that can happen. I just didn't get them checked.
Yeah.
But nothing too bad to make me stop wrestling.
So what was your favorite match over WrestleMania weekend?
So I feel like that's a two-part question because my favorite match that I had whilst I was in Vegas was my match with Luke Jacobs. That was for Progress. There were two British wrestlers having a match for a British promotion in America at 2 a.m. in the morning. That was the fourth match of that day. Of course, I had just come back from Boston the day prior, and I was very sore at that point. The 6-man tag I had at the Super Show, I fell directly on my shoulder at some point, and I was like, oh no. My immediate thought wasn't that, you know, this match it wasn't that bad a fall. If I hadn't had any matches after that 6-man, I'd be like, okay, I'm gonna go to bed in pain, but I'm not wrestling. But my first thought was, I've got 2 more matches, especially a Luke Jacobs match, which I want to give my all to. It kind of healed in time. It wasn't that bad. The pain went in time. And then we went for, I think, about 30 minutes at 2 a.m. in the morning to have one of my favorite matches I've had with him, let alone of the week. But then I feel like I did top it with my final match, my 8th match of the week, when I went back home to the UK and wrestled Leon Slater. Don't know if anybody's heard of Leon Slater.
Oh, we're going to talk about him in a second.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead. But yeah, that was my favorite match for sure of that week, defending the British Heavyweight Championship.
Michael, last time you were on the show, you mentioned to us that you were heading to Las Vegas in a day or two. But I believe, and you know, I was kind of tied up a lot during the week. I had to pick Brian up, drive him around a little bit. But I think your week actually got started a little bit earlier than Las Vegas. Is that correct? You flew to Boston and wrestled Ring of Honor?
That is 100% correct. Yes.
You couldn't have given us the big scoop beforehand?
Hey, listen, Brian seemed to have alluded to it before we went to a commercial break. I seem to remember about me. I talked about my announced matches, and then Brian highlighted that I said announced, and maybe I kind of advertised it without advertising it, Tom.
Yes, he did, Tom. You gotta open your ears, brother. Yeah, you got to shut up and listen. Haven't you ever heard that one? Now, Michael, how is Leon Slater? Have you heard from him?
I have heard from Leon. I woke up to see the clip, and then I messaged him, "Hey, bro, are you alive?"
Yes.
And after many hours, because I'm sure other people asked it, or maybe he was recovering.
He was in that room with that big guy.
He was at least able to use his fingers to text back and say that he is indeed alive.
Okay.
I
heard the night of the show. Well, I mean, you watched the match. I mean, he jumped right up and just kept working like nothing had happened, which was astonishing. But I do remember hearing the next day that, like, he's starting to feel it. So I didn't know if there was an update other than that. But guy's young. I mean, Jiminy Christmas. That was absolutely brutal. Off the 15-foot thing, and he just splatted, absolutely splatted on the ground, but got back into it. So,
but yeah, he's not 100%. That much is true. But I did also think to myself, I'm like, man, he is 20 years old, and that is the only reason.
Yeah,
he's fine.
That's exactly right. Like if he were your age or our age, I mean, Jiminy. Now, I was told by a top secret source, Michael.
Oh God.
That your match with Leon Slater was the best match that you ever had that wasn't involving Will Ospreay. Can you confirm or deny that?
I mean, I would confirm that. That's 100% how I felt once the match was done, once I watched it back. In terms of my performance in the match, I would say as my individual performance, that was my favorite performance I've had in a wrestling match, like wrestling Leon.
And what was it about it that just clicked? I mean, you had to have just been exhausted.
Myself and Leon. I mean, again, I was talking and boasting in a way about how busy my schedule was. Leon also was in Vegas having a lot of matches, and we were on different flights. So my flight went to London, and his flight went to Birmingham, but we both landed the day of the show. We both got to Doncaster on pretty much around the same time, just before the show started. And I just think that he and I, we're just on the same page in terms of chemistry. Sometimes it's weird to say that you've got good chemistry with someone who's just that talented. It's just, to me, Leon Slater has chemistry with everyone because he's just... He can get a good match out of anyone. And I think we're on the same page of wanting to make the match special, especially because that show was main evented with Mercedes Moné versus Kanji. We're going to have a lot of fans flying in to check RevPro probably for the first time. So we said, okay, well, this is our chance to show maybe new eyes what we're about. And so we decided to put together something that had story beats, but had a lot of logic around us doing our high-flying stuff. And we made sure that we built the match way beforehand, and we made sure to essentially reference promos and backstage brawls and stuff, in-ring stuff that we did earlier.
Well, hold that thought. We'll be back with more Observer Live. This paper pitch, you got me sprung with your tongue ring. And I ain't gonna lie, cause your loving gets me high. So to keep you by my side, there's nothing that I won't try. Butterflies in her eyes and her looks to kill. Time is...
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Are you tired of making trip after trip on doctor visits only to get wrong medications that waste time, money, and cause you side effects? If you're on Medicare, call for a free medical assessment and determine which medications are right for you based on your genetic makeup with our convenient swab test performed in your home and mailed to our laboratory. No more trial and error. The results will tell you and your doctor which medications you don't need and identify more appropriate replacements. If you're on Medicare and take multiple medications, call now for our genetic testing service at little or no cost to you. It starts with a call for a free medical assessment and evaluation of your Medicare coverage. Make this free call right now.
800-948-6814. 800-948-6814. 800-948-6814. That's 800-948-6814.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Filthy Tom and Michael Oka joining us here today. And Michael, before we go here, I'm just going to ask you a yes or no question. We can expand on this later, and we don't really like to throw anybody under the bus here, but did you see Butterbean versus Suzuki?
I mean, I was the match right after. So, yes.
Okay. Just wondering. What have you got coming up here today?
What have I got coming up?
Yes.
Well, you said today.
Well, not to today, clear, but I mean, I was distracted thinking about that match.
I know there's AEW. I'm
today,
at home
what
in
you
London.
Have
in
the...
I can confirm. Well, actually, I can confirm I called a London number. That's all I can confirm. But what have you got upcoming here, Michael?
Oh, so upcoming this weekend is Progress's Super Strong Style Tournament. It's a 16 single elimination tournament that will be happening on Sunday and Monday. But for my North American fans, if they exist, I will be making my debut for Maple Leaf Pro Wrestling in Toronto, Canada.
Wow.
Just next week on the 10th of May. That got announced today. So if anybody wants to check me out in person or on Trailer TV, I'll be there. And then the week after that, I'll be in Barcelona representing Revolution Pro Wrestling.
How about that? Maple Leaf Pro. That's very good. Well, let's get some social media plugs out real quick.
Absolutely. At the OJMO for all social media websites and michaeloki.com for merchandise. I found two Not John Cena t-shirts that I miscounted in my stock check. So those are available for anyone. Worldwide shipping. Check that out if you like John Cena or if you like me. Check out RevProOnDemand.com. My best matches that I've had are on that streaming service. So if you want to see my best work, subscribe there.
Thanks so much. And, of course, we're out of time, everybody. We'll talk to you next time after dark in an hour, Wrestling Observer Live.